one pissed off Puerto Rican. Tired of all the bullshit and lies. Started a radio show. Determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Garage Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B. Radios. Loudmouth Spick. Happy Holidays.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Garage Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues I don't agree with and drag them into the light with the aggression and anger it deserves. I will do anything and everything to expose anyone, even if I have to disguise who I am to do it. We also filter the news for you. We see what's going on in the news and we bring it out. Today is no different. This is our special 200th episode. We'll be covering the news we gathered on the blog on crotchshotradio.com. And we also have radio host Greg Bishop as a guest. You can check him up on bishoponair.com. In fact, let me try calling him now. Let us call him. We will be calling him. And, Greg Bishop, man. Hopefully, he'll help us cover the news here. And, today we got ourselves a freaking jam-packed, exciting show. This is our 200th episode. We'll also be playing a interview that I did earlier today on Australian radio, on their morning show, Workers Radio, Radio Skid Row, with Chris PT and Jack, not Jack Blood. We have someone special. With Jack Frost and Chris PT on their morning show. So okay, we're gonna try to get Greg Bishop on now, and we got the phone ringing.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Greg Bishop.
Hey, Greg, it's Louis B., the Crotch Shot Radio Show, calling you. Google Voice, nice.
Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a name, a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hey, Greg, what's up? It's me, Louis B. of the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Try calling you because, you're my scheduled guest today. If you want to call back, the number is 724-444-7444. The call ID is 23980#, then £1. Or you could call me on, Skype, which is Crotch Shot Radio. Or you could call me, since you're on Google Voice, SIP:talkshoe@66.212.134.192. And again, it's caller ID 23980#. So you have all those options. All right. Hopefully, if not, I'll try calling you back in 5 minutes. All righty. So, what's going on in the news today? We got Army recruitment brochure contains a subliminal Hancock message. This was reported to by the Examiner. A new U.S. Army recruitment brochure pictures a soldier on the front in uniform staring determinedly into the horizon with the name Hancock prominently displayed on his helmet. Hancock, perhaps a name more frequently associated with Will Smith's character from the 2008 hit film than the signer of the Declaration of Independence, plays a rogue superhero who wreaks havoc in Los Angeles. With a sequel, Hancock 2, purportedly in the works, and the record-breaking film topping DVD rental list, this is no doubt that a not-so-subtle subliminal message is being sent to the military's target market. Sony hit film described as a dark comedy about an unhappy superhero was Will Smith's biggest July 4th film release, earning $107 million its first weekend despite negative reviews. Subliminal messaging, as well as the U.S. military's involvement in Hollywood movies, has been going on for years with increasing sophistication. CremationOfCare.com, in their article, The New World Order Subliminal Abuse, includes a definition of subliminal message from Wikipedia as a signal or message embedded in another object designed to pass below normal limits of perception. These messages are indiscernible to the conscious mind, but are alleged to be perceptible by the subconscious or deeper mind. For example, an image transmitted so briefly that it's only perceived subconsciously and not otherwise noticed. Faculty at the University of Nijmegen in the Netherlands, I can't fucking pronounce, you know, they're really, really, you guys gotta fucking start spelling shit phonetically next to the word, you know? In the Netherlands, performed a subliminal test involving Lipton ice drink and found the results to be revealing. We got, who we got in the chat room? We got Bishop. Wait, what is this? Try calling you. Let me try calling him one more time. Oh. Hey, Bishop, is that you? Bishop.
What's up, Louie?
What's up, man? How you doing?
You know, can't complain. It's a little chilly here in central Illinois.
Yeah, I bet. It's starting to get a little cold here, too. I mean, I wish some of that global warming was real.
Well, you know, they did just have a story here out of Illinois. We had the 7th coldest November on history, but that followed the warmest, we had the warmest November, that followed the coolest summer in the past 10 years, according to reports. So, you know, it's all global warming nonsense. It's interesting that they're trying to put it on the human possibility that we are the ones in control of it, but and that's naive. That's giving us much more power than we deserve.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, if I have to apologize for breathing out, I mean, well, we recently covered I don't know if you've seen this YouTube video of what's his name? Jesus Christ. Some British lord.
Not Mandrake. It starts with an M, though. I know what you're talking
about. Yeah. Lord, something like that. He believes global warming is a myth. But also, it was a rap battle between him and Al Gore. And the guy playing the interviewer tells the Al Gore asks the Al Gore character, why can't we rebuild the rainforest and plant more trees? And the Al Gore character goes, well, will that make me more money or less money? No, that's not a good idea. I mean, let's not fool ourselves to think that they're using global warming, which could possibly be real if given more study, but they're using it, they're trying to get more money out of the common man.
Right, well, yeah, I mean, that's the point. The debate should be how global warming, or at least global climate change is what they're calling it now, how that is affecting the economy, how that's affecting indigenous peoples, how it's affecting water supplies. But as far as the human element, as you know, humans being responsible for it, you know, that's a study that has yet to be concrete, but yet they're wanting to set worldwide legislation to funnel money into a global government umbrella to essentially rape every man, woman, and child with more money to go to an entity that has no accountability to the people who its money's fueling.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've spoken to a lot of environmentalists, and they're talking about, oh, so you think polluting is okay, you know, that...
Not at all.
Yeah.
That's not the point. And what's going on over in Copenhagen this week, they're going to be talking about not just deforestation, not just the act of going around and chopping down rainforests, but are also going to be setting up legislation and legal binding international resolutions that will take money from everyday consumers, more money than we can handle, for crying out loud.
Yeah, speaking about Copenhagen, I just got this from the Associated Press. It's on CratchOutRadio.com. Gore cancels climate lecture in Copenhagen.
You canceled a lecture?
Yep.
Is he sick?
I guess so. I mean, according to the Associated Press, climate campaigner Al Gore has canceled a lecture he was supposed to deliver in Copenhagen. The former vice president and Nobel Peace Prize winner has been scheduled to speak to more than 3,000 people at a December 16th event hosted by the Berlinesque... Some newspaper group. I can't pronounce that name. I hate... You know, foreigners suck. Damn it. So, and I'm saying
they
this.
They make awesome food.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. The group says Gore canceled the legislator Thursday, citing unforeseen changes in his schedule. Unforeseen, like, he get everywhere he goes, he's getting confronted.
Right, that's exactly right. And he needs to be confronted because the propaganda film that he produced. He skewed numbers. He made up graphs. He, used this science that apparently is out, according to Gore, that humans are responsible for global climate change. It's not.
I mean, look, I heard Al Gore. I think he's beaten so bad. He's about to make a porno version of his movie called "An Inconvenient Screw." So, I mean, there you go.
Well, I think that already came out. It's the Alex Jones movie, "Fall of the Republic," right?
Oh well, what? you've just been screwed. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna get screwed if this thing passes, and it already passed in the House. And unless more senators wake up to, the fraud that came out of East Anglia 2 weeks ago, we're going to have this legislation pushed down our throats. And I don't think people are going to take it. I think that's going to be a tipping point.
Well, Greg, I mean, my question is, why, even though with all these emails being leaked and now they're proven that these are real emails, how come people are still... In the religion of climate change, right? How come more people haven't woken up to the fact that, companies do pollute, and the rainforest is being chopped down, but this needs to be fought in a different way, and making up science is not the answer.
Well, I think people. They typically always rely on the government to, come up with answers to problems. And that's, unfortunately, it happens more than we want to admit. Now, as far as getting people awake and aware, it's probably just as basic as getting them to turn off the TV, getting them to think for themselves, getting them to get out into their neighborhoods, go door to door, meet their neighbors, take part in local community action. Take part in going to their city town hall meetings, holding people responsible within government, and not necessarily relying on the government to cure all of society's problems.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've always made this point, like, you don't go to the guy that's stabbing you in the back to call the ambulance for you.
Right.
You know, this is, you know, there comes to a point that you gotta start taking things into your own hands and taking responsibility. My second question is, I don't know how well you are researched in the issue of global warming, but in a lot of the debates that I've personally had, they keep mentioning that, oh, well, the polar ice caps are melting, and it's not the icebergs that melting that are the problem, it's the ice that's on dry land. That could be the problem.
You know, I'm not sure as far as the ice caps melting. I've heard that it's a cyclical issue as far as something that happens with the seasons. You know, they grow back, they melt down, they grow back, they melt down. But a lot of attention has been paid towards polar bears and their environment.
The only problem I see as far as polar bears are having is that we're overfishing the oceans. I mean, that's probably the real issue when it comes to human-caused anything. I mean, especially
It makes sense that as the population grows, the more we're going to be farming from the oceans.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be a better way, and I'm pretty sure there is a better way to get people the fish that they want. I mean, even if that means we have to breed it ourselves and set them free, you know, or something like that. I mean, possibly even outlaw those, like, what, 5-mile nets?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I don't know how real those are, because I don't want to be spreading no propaganda like, oh, they're using 5-mile nets and they're catching dolphins. I mean, if it's true, then yeah, you know, maybe we really need to rethink our fishing strategies. And if that means less fish for people, then I guess, you know, hey, I mean, because that could cause, I'm pretty sure that could cause a real problem. Real problem. I mean, I don't want to be an alarmist or anything, but what do you think of this subliminal message on this Army recruitment brochure? Have you heard anything about that?
No, I was just looking at your site here, crotchshotradio.com, and you've got the headline, Army Recruitment Brochure Contains Subliminal Hancock Message. Tell me a little bit more.
Well, it looks, you scroll down, you see the video there. Looks like an Army recruitment poster, pamphlet there to get people interested in fighting for Halliburton, I mean for the United States. And it has Hancock written on the guy's helmet. I guess what this article is it's alluding to the Hancock movie and not Hancock, our founding father. So I guess they're trying to say that anyone that looks at this might get the idea that becoming a soldier is like becoming a superhero.
Well, that message is sent out without jumping towards Hancock, the movie. You see this type of advertisement campaign with the Navy SEALs. As far as being an elite member of the armed forces, you also see it with, Go Army Strong and a group of people doing things that are superhuman with technology. What's really interesting about ad campaigns by the armed services, for instance, you see all these campaigns for the National Guard or for the Air Force, and it's all centered around technology.
Right.
Using, you know, drone aircrafts or using hypersensitive equipment to test the environment of, you know, whatever kind of element, be it human element or be it bioweapon element or something. But when you come down to it, you know, there's only a small fraction of people who go into the armed services who are actually technically skilled enough to do these types of things. So it's like they're waving around, you know, this illusion of being able to take part in the latest technology, but your average grunt's going to get in there, and he's going to be working the meal lines, he's going to be walking up and down the streets in danger of some kind of insurgent strike. But he's not, more than likely, he's not going to be in a bunker flying around a drone aircraft when the commercials and all they show.
No, I mean, you're not gonna be in Los Angeles flying drone airplanes. I mean, usually you're infantry first and foremost.
Right.
So, you know, that, and we all know, I mean, we all know that recruiters do lie. They'll tell you anything and everything, and it's legal for them to lie to you, to get you to sign your life away,
yeah,
basically.
It's as similar to any other campaign you can get. You know, if it's Pepsi Cola, if it's KFC, if it's, you know, Apple Computers, or if it's your local Air Force recruiter, they have incentives that they will try to sell to you. And that they'll say that you can get, but, you know, it's very difficult. You got to jump through all these hoops to get. They'll wave all kinds of bonus money in your face and tell you that it's limited and that you need to sign up now. They'll entice you with appealing job descriptions like helicopter pilot or like nurse or something like that, without the guarantee that that's what you'll be doing. Depends on what you test. I mean, just like any other campaign organization, they as well have to, you know, reach out to as many people as possible and to entice people to sign up to do, you know, what they want you to do.
But don't you think that the U.S. Army should be sued for false advertising then? If, let's say, I mean, they're not telling the whole truth. I mean, yeah, you could be a computer programmer, but you have to have the grades to be a computer programmer. You can't go from, you can't have a GED and flipping burgers at McDonald's and then think you're going to program multi-million-dollar programs that's going to shove bombs up Arabs' asses.
Right. Now, I don't know if you can necessarily call it false advertising. There's some specific requirements by law that make it false advertisement. But you can wish in one hand and you know, defecate in the other and see which one shines more. And I mean, it's a far stretch to go there. But, you know, I think people do need to be aware that they're selling something just like every other corporation is selling something, as far as, you know, the Army recruiters are concerned. And, I mean, I'm not trying to diss any kind of involvement that people have, because we do have a voluntary armed services, and people do volunteer to go into it, and that's a big, important decision to make in their lives. And unfortunately, I mean, a lot of people, and the top three incentives for going in is cash money, education paid for, and then lower on the list is patriotism, which it really should be. If you think about it, I mean, it should be the other way around.
Exactly. Exactly. So, okay, moving on to the next subject. What do you think of Schwarzenegger not paying his 2008 taxes?
Are you surprised?
I was like, oh, so, okay. it's hilarious. I mean, it seems like all these other Geithner, almost everyone in the Obama administration, and now Schwarzenegger, they don't want to pay their taxes.
Yeah, they want to pass laws and head organizations that hunt you down and shove guns into your face if you were to not pay your taxes, and it's just. We shouldn't be surprised by it, but what we should do is build a fever within the people to look at this type of thing and just stand up and yell, we've had enough. And if they don't, then this is going to continue, and we're going to be continued to just be taxed unbelievably without any accountability, kind of like all global warming nonsense. You know, I mean, they're wanting to tax us more and give it to a supra organization that has no accountability to you or I. Well, Schwarzenegger, how's this being accountable to the California people?
Yeah, no, of course not. I mean, look, everybody knows accountability means we being accountable to them and subservient to the powers that be. They don't have to be. They could just hide whatever they want. I mean, he's probably not even gonna pay half of what he owes.
He'll pardon himself. He'll give himself He'll commute his sentence
to like time served, and he doesn't have to step down, and you know,
time served. I was governor for X amount of years.
Yeah, I mean, oh, I'm anti-gun, which is, you know, and now he wants to take away people's guns. He wants to tax people who have big screen TVs. You know, I'm surprised he ain't taxing anyone, it being California, taxing people for being gay. It's like, hey, you know, might as well tax them, you know, there's a lot more of them over there, you know?
Right, gotta make money work somehow.
Yeah. So, so what do you think now? China, it came out back in September, they're rethinking their one-child policy.
What do they want to do, expand it?
Yeah, pretty much, because there's a lot of aging people now, and they need to get some their meat quotient up.
It's interesting. We have all these agreements with China. We go over there, and we have these ambassadors that it's kind of fall lockstep with China's regime. But when you look at their freedom, when you look how closed the society is, it's alarming. I mean, why are we buddy-buddy with this nation? Is it just because they have so much of our debt? You know, we allowed the Olympics to go over there without much mention of protests against the Olympics being over there, and a whole host of other issues. I mean, the internet's very, very strict over there. You've got government-run media. You've got religious organizations that are being cracked down.
Yeah, like Falun Dafa. I actually saw this this DVD that they were actually giving out. Falun Dafa, which is a meditation type of technique, which talks about peace and, you know, calming your mind and stuff. And those people, they're getting tortured. I mean, probably getting techniques or teaching some CIA guys to do when they do their little rendition, you know, to crack somebody upside their heads with stuff. So I mean, yeah, Falun Dafa. That's one of the religions that's heavily persecuted against.
Right, and it's alarming that we do have such a close relationship with the country that does that, at least, you know, on a political level. Now, as far as you and I having relationships with individuals over there, you know, that's encouraged, but, you know, it's not necessarily us having a binding commitment to a nation that persecutes and that holds its people down. I mean, that's just, there's so many questions that need to be raised about that. And maybe they're afraid of raising those questions because it will bring up the issue of China owning so much American debt, and what would happen if we did stand up and try to persuade China to allow its people to be freer.
I mean, but do we even have the right to be telling another country how to act, though?
Well, you know, we can talk all day, and I don't mind necessarily standing up. Well, we have a lot of things we have to get right ourselves, but I don't mind standing up and saying, you know, this is what democracy is, or actually this is what, a representative republic is. But as far as sending troops into another nation and forcefully taking down a dictator or forcefully altering the regime, that I don't agree with. But as far as getting up on a bullhorn and, you know, proclaiming to the world human rights and the right of the free peoples to have, you know, press, religion, guns, you know, being able to not be jailed without being charged, being able to be safe in their papers, in their property, and these things, the whole world needs, not just America, but the whole world needs it.
Right.
As far as our foreign policy being built around, you know, occupying other nations, throwing that down their throats forcefully, that's inherently wrong.
Right. So, I mean, about China, how would we come close to paying them back?
Wow, I have absolutely no idea. I don't think we can. I mean, we would have to be slave labor and work every day and every hour towards paying off that Chinese debt. It's almost to the point where, I mean, it's irreversible. I did see one video on YouTube. It's like a lot Illuminati TV, I think. The producer had a message about, you know, I thought it was kind of funny. He was talking about Obama's birth certificate and how if it is proven that he is not indeed an American citizen by birth, then everything he's enacted is null and void. And that was kind of a hopeful message, but I highly doubt that's going to happen. But, I mean, it's going to take...
Yeah, I think that whole birther issue is such a waste of time. Right. I mean, how hard is it now to get a sitting president, no matter if he's an American or not, off that chair? And then what? We're gonna have to deal with Biden?
Right. Oof. Right.
Oh crap! I think Biden will just get us nuked.
He'll open his mouth and stick his foot in, and all of a sudden we'll see some kind of warhead falling down.
It's like that SNL skit. He'll give his dry cleaning to the Chinese ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, I'm gonna need this back by Wednesday. And then
as far as you know, anything along the lines of Obama's birth certificate becoming an illegal issue. If we couldn't prosecute George Bush for war crimes when we had just pure evidence of deceit and manipulation of information to get us into the war, and all the transgressions that Halliburton and KBR and Blackwater have been involved in, if we can't prosecute George Bush and Dick Cheney for war crimes, how in the world are we going to hold, you know, Obama's feet to the fire to have him show us his birth certificate? I mean, it is a pipe dream. There's a lot of people that are passionate about it. And that, I mean, that's something else I wouldn't mind going into is the protest movement as of late and how convoluted their messages are. They really need to get locked down in one solid message and rush that message through. You go to one of these Tea Party rallies, you'll see 800 different signs for, you know, 1,000 different issues. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. Look, I'm Puerto Rican, and they like to say that these Tea Party members or people who are against the president are racist and bunch of white KKK members. I mean, I'm proof positive that that's not entirely the case. Yeah, I hate the president. I'll be the first to call him Nigga Charlie, but you know, it's
we're on internet radio, right?
Yeah. We could get away with that. Don't worry. As long as I don't say you know, we gotta go kill some, you know, we're fine.
Right, I hear you.
Yeah. As long as we're not advocating the killing of anybody specifically, we're good.
Right. Good deal.
Yeah. So
the media, how the media has painted, especially the media, the left liberal side of the media, how they painted the Tea Party movement is absurd and uncalled for. But one thing I'd like to see is more of a concise message coming from these particular organizations. At least the organizations that I've seen here locally, they've held rallies, they've held Tea Parties, they've been very large in numbers. But their message is diluted with too many, too many different issues that they're wanting to attack.
Whether the issues that they can't agree on, or whether the many issues that they want to attack.
Well, people agree on the issues, but the many issues are, you know, healthcare, energy policy, the bailouts, anti-Obama, everything. If they were just to focus in on one particular issue, like limiting the federal government's power, and if that's what they wanted to focus on and everybody showed up to the rallies with that message, I think it would be a lot more succinct, it would be a lot more effective, and the voice would be able to be understood when it's covered instead of the media going out and seeing 20 different signs. and interviewing a handful of people trying to get the flavor of the protest and getting, you know, 8 different answers.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of have a knack for really just finding slack-jawed idiots places.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm her because I hate blacks.
Right.
Silence.
Well, that's not good. I mean, the way the media frames it is alarming.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I hate the fact that the Chinese are coming in here and buying milk. Oh, what?
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude, no, stop. All right. But my main problem with the Tea Party movement and more specifically the End of Fed movement, why the hell do they always pick the coldest month and a weekend? I mean, there is no, you know, in New York City, there's no one in their office in downtown Manhattan. Nobody. It's a ghost town. It's all offices. Everybody books for the weekend in the Hamptons. In fact, I have an aunt. She works for the Fed. There's not even anyone in the offices during the week anymore. Everyone's working from home.
So their messages aren't necessarily getting picked up when they go into downtown Manhattan.
All you're really doing is getting the construction workers that are trying to fix up the roads by Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. And the tourists. The tourists that go to Ground Zero because, oh goodness, a hole in the floor is very, very, it's the thing to see. Maybe they, you know, with everybody freaking selling pictures of the planes hitting the towers, which pisses me off to this day.
What? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, no, they have booklets, they have brochures. Like, yeah, look, this is the plane. Oh, you see the fireball? Yeah, that'll be $8.
Wow.
Never forget. Never forget. Yeah, okay, yeah. Thank you. I can never forget, especially when you got Obama flying a goddamn plane for a fucking photo op that he ain't going to use.
Oh, my God. That was unbelievable.
I'm like,
no, if Bush did that, there would be an unbelievable push to just, you know, congressional inquiry, find out what happened.
Yeah, I'm like, way to go, nigga Charlie. Thank you. May your children catch SARS. I mean, come on. I mean, this is, you know, we didn't think that there was going to be a problem. Really? You don't think a plane flying near buildings, flying low, is not going to scare the crap out of some people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's still people that have a PTSD so bad that they catch non-flashbacks from that day. I mean, come on.
Oh, right, for sure.
I mean, it's like, goodness, I still jump a little bit whenever I hear a plane. I mean, come on. It's like, you know, I hear a helicopter, I like flinch. I mean, come on, this ain't cool. I'm still really pissed off, and somebody needs to talk to him about that one.
That's no joke, man.
Yeah, no, it really isn't. I mean, again, I mean, yeah, you know, I'm in Brooklyn. I saw like the second plane hit. I mean, I still flinch whenever I hear a plane, flying over my neighborhood, about to land at LaGuardia. It's not funny. So okay, well, we're gonna take a quick break while we're kind of over. Can you stay after the break?
Yeah, I can stay around for a couple more minutes.
A couple more minutes. Okay, let me do this. Oops. Damn it. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. We'll be right back after these messages.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizen's Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept.
These are 10 points to look out.
Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States? In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show. When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Rise of the Phlobots, portrait of the new American insurgent. Rattle and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create. Direct love once to the trenches.
Welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Today is our 200th episode of the Crotch Shot Radio Show since we started back in, back last year. Jesus Christ. 200 episodes. And, all the douchebaggery that we've done over this past year, just attacking everybody and everything that pisses us off. It's been great. It's been fun. We got, Greg Bishop. He does radio, in Illinois. You can check out his website at bishoponair.com. We got him on the line. How you doing?
Yeah, you know, very well. Thank you for having me. It's always good to link up with other like-minded individuals, even if it's states away.
Yeah, I know. I mean, actually, I was listening to your show because you were subbing for Toma at that time. Because I used to listen to Kramer's show online, and I decided to give you a listen, and I'm like, wait a minute, Wait a minute. I don't hear those type of issues. Wow, he's on mainstream. He's on mainstream radio, talking like that. Get out of here! Oh crap!
Yeah, a lot of people are surprised that I'm allowed to talk about the things I talk about. Everything from 9/11 truth to secret societies like the Bilderbergers, So most recently, you know, Climate Gate and all the nonsense surrounding global climate change.
Do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
Well, as far as it being an inside job and the government making it happen, that would have to involve three different things: legislative, the executive, and the judicial branch. I don't think that they all three work together. I think the likelihood of it being government black ops and very few people being involved in the actual operations, you know, that has yet to be proven or disproven. But still, regardless, there's so many unanswered questions surrounding that event that that need to be answered. And when it's discussed in any form of media, the people who are discussing it, the activist groups that are bringing the issues out front, they're usually labeled crackpot conspiracy theorists without any regard to the actual questions that they're raising. And that's just fundamentally wrong.
Right. I mean, we're asking questions. I mean, what do you think of when people say, oh, you're just wasting your time, you're wasting your life doing this, shouldn't you get a real job and stop messing with people? Well, I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, you know, I always bring up the importance of continuing education, be it on your own or be it going to university or something along those lines. But as far as standing down because it's a waste of time, this is liberty and freedom we're talking about. This isn't, saving $20 by going to Geico. This is the lives of our children, the lives of our grandchildren, our future wealth in this country, the future of just open society and liberty in general. And we're on the verge of losing that. And I don't think people understand. They're too wrapped up in their reality television shows and eating what the mainstream media is force-feeding them. It's alarming. And anybody who wants to say I'm wasting my time, I'm sorry. They can, you know, they can go get their government-issued number and wait in line at the bread lines, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that mine and my family's future are free and able to enjoy freedom.
Right. Right. Okay, well, let's get back to the news. Reported by the Philadelphia Inquirer, Americans are turning more isolationist, a poll study found. More people are more worried about, national issues instead of what's going on outside of the country. What do you say to that?
Good. we've got a lot of problems in this country, and people aren't focusing enough on them. We've got, you know, homeless going up. People are starving in this country. We could focus more on infrastructure issues. We could focus more on education issues, even though I don't really necessarily want to send my kids to a government school. But a lot of families, that's all that they can rely on. So, I mean, there's so many domestic issues that we need to be concerned with. But yet we're spending billions upon billions of dollars and taking part in the slaughter of other civilizations for what? You know, it's amazing. So I think it's good that we're starting to focus on ourselves some more, at least from this poll that you mentioned. But as far as being isolationist, I don't necessarily think isolation is a good thing, but as far as, being able to focus on, you know, the sovereign entity that you're a part of, that's definitely a lot more important than outreaching towards other nations where you really don't have any impact.
Okay, I've always said this before. I mean, you don't want me as a president because I would be a domestic president and not an international president. I wouldn't be trying to impress the world. I would be actually working for the people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, bring seriously, I hate the fact how Obama has actually broke almost every promise there. Hold on, I got people IMing me now. So anyways, moving on. We euros have become the currency preferred by drug cartels, reported by the London Guardian. Smugglers and launderers use 500-pound notes instead of $100 bills to save space. International drug cartels have abandoned the U.S. dollar for high-denomination euros to launder millions in illegal profits. Europol has revealed the gangs no longer use $100 bills because 500 euro notes, the largest denomination of euro, takes up less room when transporting large amounts of cash around the world.
Interesting.
What does this mean? Does this mean, does this drive down our currency?
Any more than it already is? Yeah. I mean, if the black market starts to turn away the dollar, then we really got some problems.
Goodness. I mean, how else am I going to buy my pot with gold and silver? I mean, come on. Jesus. And I just started smoking, too. This is bullshit. So... this is bullshit. We got this going. We got for those joining us now, we got Greg Bishop. He does radio in Illinois. What's the name of your show again?
Saturday Session. But yet I also fill in for a bunch of different hosts, and I anchor news, and I report on news out of WMAY.com. which is a local Springfield, Illinois AM radio station. So it does broadcast, and it reaches quite a huge audience. I do feel blessed to be able to have been given the opportunity to talk on the air and to take phone calls and to touch on these very important issues. However, when I started, of course, everybody was pretty adamant about ripping on, you know, the conspiracy theory guy or the crazy crackpot. Oh, stay tuned. Bishop's going to talk about aliens and talk about Sasquatch and talk about UFOs. And yeah. There's some issues I don't talk about. It's funny because, you know, yeah. I consider myself a political theorist, not necessarily a conspiracy theorist. And the connotation that conspiracy theories now has, which I think is starting to be loosened up a bit, which is good. But the connotation that conspiracy theories has is that whoever believes them, whoever talks about them, is crazy, and they need to take medication.
Right. Look, when I was a member of We Are Change, I mean, people would always come up to me like, yeah, you know, do you believe in reptilians? I saw a reptilian transform. I'm like, oh, God.
Right. So how do you battle that?
I just, whatever, dude. Whatever, dude. You know, because I'm not, I don't want to tell someone that they're wrong because that's just rude. And I'm not going to debate aliens with anyone because that's just, that's like who wins in a fist fight, Superman or Batman? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, how's about we talk about whether Obama's screwing this country and whether these bailouts are a good idea or if he's really a socialist or not?
Well, there's an interesting podcast I have about mm-hmm. Obama being a socialist. It's at bishoponair.com. If you get a chance, check it out. No. I'll post the link up on your chat room. I had a political philosophy professor on my show, and he's all about indigenous rights, talking about movements across the globe to combat globalization. He talks about the Zapatistas quite a bit out of the Chiapas area down in Mexico and how they stood up against the Mexican government in the face of huge armies. And you know, he does consider himself a socialist, but he doesn't think that Obama is a socialist, because socialism, by definition, is the means of production being owned by the people. And one thing that a lot of people confuse is what's going on right now isn't socialism, it's statism, where the state is starting to grab up the means of production, which...
Wouldn't this be called crony socialism? Where am I correct?
In a way, yeah.
So instead of the people getting control, it's, which, I mean, if you really think about it, when have the people ever had any control of any manufacturing in a communist type regime? I mean, if you really think about it, it's usually been the state that controls manufacturing.
Yeah, I think the private sector should be involved in owning manufacturing. When the state gets involved, then you've got the potential for waste, for corruption, for, you know, as you said, cronyism. So it's a dangerous line to cross.
All right, is that the link?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. All right. So yeah, definitely check it out, bishoponair.com. You know, the link is in the chat room. Let me put this in the other chat room as well. We got like two chat rooms. That's how cool we are. So there we go. Moving on with some other. We got other issues. Pentagon eyes information flow again by the London Guardian. U.S. military offers $40,000 challenge to internet users. Cash prize for first to locate 10 secret balloons. Scheme attempts to examine power of online networks. For most of us, social networking sites are just for fun, checking what our friends are doing, organizing our weekends, or playing games when the boss is not looking. But the stakes for users of sites like Facebook and Twitter are set to increase dramatically tomorrow, as the U.S. government launches a competition that offers cunning web users the chance to win thousands of dollars. In a 9-day challenge run by DARPA, the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, members of the public are being offered a grand prize of $40,000 if they successfully use the internet and social networks to track down a series of balloons hidden across America. Under the rules of the competition, known as the DARPA Network Challenge, 10 large red balloons will be launched simultaneously at a secret location across the United States tomorrow. Players have until December 14th to find out where they are located, and the first person or group of people to track them down will scoop the jackpot, the equivalent of more than £24,000. London. Yeah, so it's $40,000. The rules are relatively loose. The balloons, which measure 8 feet in diameter, will be placed at a fixed locations that are easily accessible and visible from nearby roads, but will only be visible for one day. More than 300 teams have already signed up to take part, and officials expect a number from offering a reward online to shifting through various social networking sites to scan for sightings of balloons. The most innovative ideas we haven't heard about yet, because there is an incentive to keep them secret, said Peter Lee, director of the agency's Transformational Convergence Technology Office. So yeah, they're basically making it a game to, like, oh hey, you know, you wanna track someone down. Oh well, yeah. Look, I just saw on Twitter that Greg Bishop is taking a crap at the, you know, gas station. You know, DARPA, get him. You know,
right. Yeah. Well, people need to be aware that anything posted on a social networking site is not private. Anything you do online, even this show that we're on, is not private. More than likely, it's being cataloged somewhere in the vast field of the internet. And it's interesting to see all these different campaigns.
Oh goodness! I hope this radio show isn't private. I need the freaking downloads.
Right. Exactly. But yeah. If you look at, like, Coca-Cola, for instance, their most recent campaign about matching your face up with somebody else's face from around the world, that's a fun little game, but what they're doing, in my opinion, is they're testing facial scanning recognition software. You see also on Facebook advertisements and all these, you know, turn yourself into a cartoon. I mean, they're just cataloging faces and probably testing their facial recognition software. And all the other data mining that is available online. through, you know, putting your status updates, through posting pictures, you know, real-time self-surveillance. That's what it is. It's real-time self-surveillance. And unfortunately, people don't realize that. Now, how can we go about using that real-time self-surveillance for our own good? I think what we're doing, and you know, you and I are an example, we're trying to do everything we can to put out information that somehow combats less freedom and promotes more freedom and liberty and promotes the truth. And if we can get more people to do that, then, you know, thumbs up.
So we're just basically making, we're making spies for ourselves.
Right.
All right. We got something kind of interesting happen. From Gawker.com. Obama's face appears on blotter acid. An LSD blotter with Obama's face is popping up everywhere. It's like how Jesus. They make the joke. It's like how Jesus is always appearing in pieces of toast in Argentina. Change we can eat. Stare at the ceiling for hours on. Thank God this didn't come out during the election.
No kidding, so, yeah, right? We'd have all kinds of people voting for him. Oh man!
Goodness. In fact, I kind of wish we had more people high, so high that they couldn't go vote. Oh goodness!
They
especially
show up and they vote for, you know, they write in Mickey Mouse. There's everybody takes this blotter, and, yeah, and there's 500,000 votes for Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I mean, look, in my neighborhood when Obama was elected, I mean, it a bunch of fake ass liberals. I mean, or fake ass. I don't know what how to classify them. They call like we call them hipsters. They wear vintage clothing. They think they're so enlightened. They think they're so progressive. Yet the moment they see a black man coming down the street, they get nervous. or they'll ask me, "Excuse me, sir, are you one of those raping Puerto Ricans?" No, I'm one of those attack Puerto Ricans. Like, are you one of those raping Puerto Ricans? Like, come on. Like, they're different species. No, I'm the ones that glow in the dark. I mean, come on. I'm a glow-in-the-dark kitten Puerto Rican. I mean, come on. It's like, yeah.
I gotta get going, man. I gotta run and work on another project. But, hey, it was good talking with you, man. We'll have to do this again.
Yes, sir. You're always welcome. You can call. You don't need an invite. In fact, yeah, here's your invite. Just call in whenever you want. We're on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 4 p.m. your time, 5 p.m. Eastern. Definitely check us out. Again, that was Greg Bishop. Thanks for coming on. Check out his website, bishoponair.com. Go to WMAY.com/listen on Saturdays. What time are you on Saturdays?
It's 4 to 7 Central Time, so that would be 5 to 8 your time.
Very good. All right, so Greg Bishop, thanks, man.
Rock and roll, Louie. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, he was a blast to have on. Blast to have on, man. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to start cursing out Miguel so when we come back. So stay tuned.
This segment of the Crowd Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrowdshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crowd Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept.
These are 10 points to look out.
Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now? In the United States. In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush on
Obama. He's Barack Obama, he's on to save the day.
Yes, he can, yes.
Obama,
he can show Obama.
Yes, we can.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media?
Yep.
If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
You can see that an aircraft crashing into the World Trade Center would probably not do anything.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out a new world order.
Blowing the lid off the sacred myth. 9/11/2001, A Space Odyssey, a Glenn Zarmanoff film, coming winter 2009.
This is war!
As now I'm trying to get Miguel on the line here. Ay, coño. Why? Why is it not letting me have him on? Okay, it's ringing. It's ringy-dingy. It's ringy-dingy. Ringy-ringy-dingy-dingy. Ringy dingy dingy, ringy dingy dingy. Well, while I'm waiting for him, we're gonna have to do the oh shit, it's not letting me in. It's not okay. Yeah, let's do the prayer for good radio. Hopefully that works.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Is you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen. Amen, Reverend. Okay, let me try to remove him from the group. Still trying to get Miguel on. He wants to come on and spout his hate speech. He hates the blacks. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, let me not spread that. I'm just kidding. Hey, goodness. Alrighty, hoping. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. It's ringing. It's ringing. Oh, come on! Unable to connect my ass. Seriously, I don't understand what the fuck. I don't understand. Yeah, still waiting. We got some more news called Gropenhagen about the Danish sex workers in Copenhagen, Denmark. Still trying to get Miguelito on. Or Miguel on here. My fellow Hispanic brother. Let's try this. Keep trying. Yeah. Oh, come. Yeah. Try updating your Skype. So, hold on. I see you calling from two numbers. Alrighty. Yeah. Alright, hold on. Miguel, just give me your phone number and I'll call you. If that's how it's gonna work, yeah, hold on. Oops. Oh, hold on. Whoa. Hi, Jen. Hi, sweetie. I'm doing my radio show. Can I call you back? All right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. That was Jen. Jen. Everybody's calling. Everybody and their mama's calling me. We can't be hiving. Yeah. Alrighty. We do one of these, and we call them. And wait. Okay, we're cool. There we go.
Hello.
Finally.
What the hell's going on, man?
There we go.
Hello?
Yeah, lower the background, because I hear myself, and I can only hear myself once a day, you know?
What's going on, man? This fucking Skype bullshit.
Shit, I don't know. Have you updated your shit?
Yeah, man, I got 4.1, latest one.
Ah, see, that's your problem.
Well, you have the older one?
Yeah, no, I got 4.10.
Great.
Point 179, son.
Yo, so how's everything, man? How you doing?
Eh, so far so good. I'm doing the show. We're cooling the gang. You know what I mean?
Shit, damn! I just got another. Let me call you right back, man.
Holy crap! How you gonna call me back?
I'll call you right back. I'm gonna call you through the number that's on here.
Alrighty.
Alright, bye.
Hey. Alrighty. The shenanigans. Alrighty. We got that going. The number that's on here. I don't have a Skype number. Oh, man. Alright. Anyways, Copenhagen Mayor Ritt Bjergaard sent postcards to city hotels warning summit guests not to patronize Danish sex workers during the upcoming conference. Now the prostitutes have struck back, offering free sex to anyone who produces one of the warnings. Copenhagen City Council, in conjunction with Lord Mayor Ritt, sent postcards out to 160 Copenhagen hotels urging COP15 guests and delegates to be sustainable. Don't buy sex. Dear hotel owner, we would like to urge you not to arrange contacts between hotel guests and prostitutes. The approach to hotel says, now Copenhagen prostitutes are up in arms saying that the council has no business meddling in their affairs. They have now offered free sex to anyone who can produce one of the offending postcards and their COP15 identity card, according to the website avision.dk. Discrimination. According to the report, the move has been organized by the sex workers interest group S10. This sheer discrimination, Ritt is abusing her position as Lord Mayor and using her power to prevent us carrying out our perfectly legal job. I don't understand how she can be allowed to contact people in this way. S10 spokeswoman Suzanne tells Avisen.dk Moeller, Suzanne adds that it is reprehensible and unfair that Copenhagen politicians have chosen to use the UN climate summit as a platform for the hets against sex workers. But they've done it, and we have to defend ourselves, Suzanne says. Yep. You need to get some. We need to. Sometimes you need to get some cooler when you're talking about climate change, you know? Hey, I'm all for getting some cooler when you're talking about serious issues, you know? If it's perfectly legal, then, I mean, who the fuck does she think she is? But, you know, but then again, you don't want to be catching nothing, you know? You know, you're talking about climate change. Ay, coño. Alright, no, it didn't work. I'm going to have to call your phone again. I'm going to have to call your phone again. So. Oh, man. It's always unable to freaking connect. We got the...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still saying unable to connect.
That's crazy, man. I'm about to downgrade my Skype to see if that works.
Yeah, probably.
Next time.
I don't know.
I apologize for leaving like that, man.
No problem. It happens. So yeah, what do you think? What do you think of the mayor of Copenhagen sending out postcards to people not to be buying no hookers. Don't be setting up no booty calls.
Is it legal in Copenhagen to get hookers? Like, yeah, do they have a red light district?
Yeah, it's legal.
So wouldn't that help their economy if people are going over there getting pussy?
Yeah, well, you know, I guess, because the mayor is a woman apparently. So you can't be getting no sex.
She's probably trying to hog them all to herself.
Yeah, there's no sex in the Copenhagen room. There's no sex in the Copenhagen room. There's no sex in the Copenhagen room. You know.
Jesus Christ. Well,
not for nothing, that song is a lie because there's always sex.
Of course.
In the Copenhagen room. For the right price, there's always sex.
There could be sex in the Burger King room.
Yeah, there's always sex in the Burger King. In fact, sex in the Burger King room is good because then you get yourself a Whopper afterwards, you know? Because sometimes after you, you know, bust a nut, you feel fucking hungry.
Yeah, so you usually got to tell them to make you a sandwich real quick.
Yeah, make me a sandwich, you know, I'm starving, right. You know, I just dropped a load all up on you.
Dropping loads.
So anyways, yeah, we got Jesse Ventura, which,
Have you seen the show yet?
No, not yet. I haven't gotten around to it.
I was there
in the chat room, and Jesse's like, legalize it, time to recognize it, when he was asked about pot.
Really?
Yeah, he's for the legalization. Jesse Ventura, he's like, yo, taking away pot from a rock concert is like taking away beer from a baseball game. You know, and really, you know,
he's right.
You know, really, potheads, you know, you give a pothead, a Jimi Hendrix tape and stick him in a corner, he's fine, he won't bother nobody.
You know, I've been seeing the last couple of shows, pot keeps coming up. You're extremely pro pot now, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. Actually,
I guess I am. I mean,
it has medicinal purposes too. It's not just, you know, something that people get high off of. It has a lot of.
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm hoping New York does that thing so that way I can start getting off these fucking pharmaceuticals and. You know, that I'm probably doing more harm to my body than anything.
For sure. I mean, I used to see a psychiatrist, and they pretty much had me strung out on fucking God knows what type of chemicals. When all I should have been doing is just puffing on a joint every once in a while, and would have been doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, look. You know, I'm just saying, legalize. You know, it is medicine. It is medicine. Because hell, I took. You know, first time got stoned. I took a blood test. My triglycerides were low. I was basically high risk when it came to triglycerides.
What exactly are triglycerides?
When you have fat in your blood. Basically, my blood was turning was sludge.
Oh man, so it's being hard to circulate.
Yep. So.
Wow.
Yeah. No. And I have no doubt it was marijuana that freaking cured that. It was no problem. Yeah, I have no doubt because I googled it and I was like, wait a minute. There's a lot of sites says that it lowers triglycerides, but it raises your blood pressure.
That just goes to show how much better herbal remedies would be for illnesses. You know what I'm saying? Instead of taking all these fucking chemicals and fucking our body up worse than it was in the first place, smoke a fucking joint. You're right.
Yeah.
Or you could go to herbal remedies. You know, I mean, what was that? Truth Brigade.
Yeah, I actually bought me two bottles of Modafinil today. I'm waiting to get them in the mail. You know, $59, you get two of them. You know, just go to Truth Brigade. Hold on, you just click on the link here. Truthbrigade.com/Modafinil. You know, it's $27 plus $5 shipping per bottle. So,
awesome.
You know, I bought two, $59. You know, you clean yourself out. It's pure seaweed extract. It's worked for me. It cures cancer, detoxifies heavy metals, and it boosts immune system. Of course, you got to take it with you got to get on a strict diet. You know, start, you know, drop the soda and start.
You can't eat shit while you're trying to cure yourself of illnesses.
Yeah.
You have to actually eat, watch what you eat, and eat good. Which is very hard for most Americans, actually.
Yeah, I mean, but of course, what Chrissy said that you start getting on this, you get in a rhythm and taking this, you know, you'll naturally start going for good food.
Wow.
You start craving healthy food. So.
Great.
I mean, there it goes. I mean, I've taken this. I've seen the benefits with this. Yeah, man. Definitely get on. Definitely check this out again. It's truthbrigade.com/Modafinil. I take this So, I mean, I'm not just trying, oh, well, you know, I'm trying to make some money. No, I'm not making no money freaking pimping out this Modifolan. I don't get a cut. I don't get a cut at all. I'm just, in fact, I just ordered it today, spent the $59 because it's $27 plus each bottle plus the $5 shipping and handling.
You said that it cures cancer, huh?
Well, yeah, that's what it says. I mean, you take enough of it, I mean, it detoxifies you and it fixes you up. So, I mean, it is great.
You know, that's crazy that you mentioned that because I remember one of Eddie Van Halen from the band Van Halen.
Yeah.
He was actually on a radio show, I think, a couple of years ago that I was listening to. I forgot what radio show it was. And he said that he had spent most of the better part of 10 years getting rehab for this cancer that he had in his tongue, some sort of muscular cancer. And it was just making him more and more sick, so he started looking into herbal medicines to, you know, as an alternative. And he said he actually cured himself of the cancer that was on his tongue with herbal remedies. So
yeah, I mean, look, everybody, they like to demonize herbal remedies, like, oh, well, you know, anyone could do that, it just, you know, but sometimes, I mean, where do you think we get modern medicines from? They make synthetic versions of natural herbs because they can't just like put it in a capsule and give it to you and what's that called?
IV?
No. When they copyright it, not copyright.
Patent
it. They can't patent something that comes out of the earth.
Right.
Which means they can't. Which means anyone could copy it and legally and produce it, and they won't have a corner on the market, and you know, so
well,
everything is.
They won't try to patent an herbal remedy, but they'll try to patent carbons or, you know, they'll
try
to
right?
People on it and stuff, you know.
Or make you try to get you to buy carbon credits for a fucking cell phone.
Exactly, cell phone.
It's like
cell phone.
You know, all right. Oh well, you know, if you pay $10, you know, you get $10 in carbon credits. You get 2 stickers, and it pledges a such and such amount of kilowatts to be added to the grid that are from wind farms.
And we're carbon based life forms. So what? They're gonna tax us to be alive?
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna tax us to have a dog that's you know, has carbon in his body, and it's in its genetic makeup. There's carbon, so we're gonna be taxed by that. I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous, man.
It is. It really is. I mean, this whole, especially with the emails, and they're like, and there's still people they change their attack. It's like, oh well, then what about the pollution? Yeah. Why the fuck do I have to pay for it when somebody else is polluting? we already have alternatives. Legalize the alternatives. That's the only thing. Is like, oh well, I mean, look, if you really want a truly green economy, legalize hemp. Industrialized hemp. Yes, you will protect the environment. Yes, you could come up with a whole bunch of uses for it that will help clean shit. Hemp cleaning solutions, hemp this, hemp that, hemp paper, hemp, you know, toilet paper. Stop cutting down trees.
Hemp jeans, hemp shirts, hemp fucking, you know, instead of plastic, there's an actual hemp-type substance that you can use to mold things with. It's way more biodegradable than plastic.
It comes out of the ground, it goes back to the ground. It makes a lot more sense.
I'm telling you, the only reason it's not legal is because they just haven't figured out a way to tax it yet.
Either that, or it'll take down too many industries. But I'm just saying, oh well, what about the jobs? What about the? I'm pretty sure there's more than enough room for people to work in hemp. More than enough room.
That would create more jobs if anything.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, there'll probably be a problem where we don't have enough workers. I mean, that would you know, we have an employment rate of 100%, but we have jobs unfilled, like a 10.7 job unfilled rate. That would be wouldn't that be a good problem to have?
Yes. Compared to the problems we have now, that would be great.
I mean, you got people working, you got people paying taxes, almost every state has like a hemp industry, you know. You make in Detroit, you can have hemp steel. You know, hemp steel, that which is a lot stronger than steel and a lot more durable. I mean, make it into hemp fuel and all that. Like somewhere like around Oregon, you can have hemp paper mills. New York probably hemp plastic. You know, hell, print, make money out of hemp fibers, hemp slash cotton fibers. I mean, come on.
Well, supposedly the first United States flag was made with hemp.
Yeah, look at that.
Martha Washington, I believe her name was.
It used to be a law. You had to grow hemp. You paid taxes in hemp. If you didn't grow hemp, that means you didn't love this country, and you got kicked the fuck out.
Yeah, from what I hear, George Washington had like acres with crops of marijuana. Acres.
Hmm. Yeah. Hell, if it's good enough for they demonize it. The people want it. I mean, I wonder what happens when they legalize pot, because it's a question of when now. Like, it really like, look, is. This thing, yeah.
They have alcohol. If alcohol can be legal, right? And they have poppy seeds to make opiates. Heroin is not the only opiate. It's the only illegal opiate. There's other medications that use opiate as their base that is legal, that people use as painkillers, Percocets, oxycodones, shit like that. That's an opiate, right? Also, it comes from the same shit, but that shit is legal, and we can't be? It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Insane. You know, and I don't see anybody making clothes out of heroin, you know? When was the last time you saw somebody dying of AIDS and you're like, hey, here's some heroin. Maybe this will make you eat. You know, no, they give them weed. They give them marijuana.
Yeah, you know.
So they can start eating.
AIDS and cancer. I'm like, here, come. You know, mete la mano, coño.
Guayando.
What? Oh, shit. Fine. Fine.
Guayando.
There you go.
Wayando.
There you go.
All right, man. If me and you are on the show together, it has to be at least one Wayando.
All right.
Wayando.
There you go. Oh, and of course. There you go.
Oh, shit.
That was your Don Omar second.
So what's going on in the headlines today? Let me
any good news? Is there ever any good news?
Well,
we could do a recap. Actually, went Friday. We had Jack Blood on.
Oh yeah, I was listening to that. That was great.
Yeah. He was great to have on the show. Wish he would discuss more.
I wish he would have talked about Alex Jones a little bit more. Just a little bit more. I mean, I had some questions. I got on the show too late. Didn't get a chance to talk to him. Hello?
Oh, man. All right, no, all hell is breaking loose.
What's going on?
Not today. It doesn't even have to do anything to do with us. But actually, it's kind of funny. I mean, I don't know if you saw the website today.
Yeah, I looked at it real quick.
Yeah. Looks like our friend got his car broken into yet again.
Who?
Mr. Lukesh Rakowski.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm bringing this up because I think it's kind of suspicious. You know, being a conspiracy theorist and all, you know, it's kind of strange because this happened before. It seems like Luke Rakowski's fame is waning, so he and his followers at We Are Changing New York have to rebuild Luke Rakowski's defenses. It will take many years to rebuild his fame absent some catalyzing event, like a new car break-in.
Whoa. What page is this on? Crotchot?
Yeah, it's on Crotchot.
Let me go on there real quick.
Yep. I hope everyone gets the reference I'm trying to make. Like a new catalyzing event, like a new car breaking.
Yeah.
So yes. So some of you may remember that COINTELPRO agent broke into ex-girlfriend Sabrina Rivera's car back in July 26, 2008, as reported by Infowars.com. The only property stolen was three video cameras. When the story broke that time, it inspired hundreds of dollars in donations, yet no arrests have been made, no suspects, and no witnesses. On Sunday, December 6, 2009, Luke Rakowski reported from his Facebook friend feed that yet another car break-in has taken place. Once again, no arrests and no witnesses, yet according to Luke, there's a suspect. Could this yet be another ploy to garner donations? How can the same crime happen to the same person? Could this be a We Are Change version of a false flag? Still, many unanswered questions with the finances of We Are Change New York. Where does the money go? Why has anyone who has asked to see the financial reports been kicked out of We Are Change? Has Luke become the next Jim Jones? So far, Luke has only said that a radio faceplate was stolen. Why is he being tight-lipped about any other items that might have been stolen, like he mentioned last time? Something stinks in Denmark. Is this second car break-in an inside job?
Mm.
So yeah, there you go.
Mm. Well, I don't really, like, I know you and Glenn have more of, you know, knowledge about this guy, and you know him personally and stuff like that. I can't really comment on somebody I don't really know like that, but right. It does kind of sound a little fishy.
Yeah,
from what I've heard from you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I have the link to the InfoWars article. You know, just it's the one blue letter to InfoWars. It links to the article where they first got when it first got broken into.
I mean,
what are the odds? In two separate places that a car gets broken into.
That means, well, for sure that means someone knows his car.
Yeah, but two different cars, though.
Oh, two different cars. Well, then that means someone definitely knows him.
Yeah.
Because if it was a random, the odds of that.
Yeah.
Not really too good.
Right. So, I mean, that needs to get, I mean, come on. That needs to be taken with a grain of salt. If it's real and they're really attacking him and he's really a threat, then, by all means, wish him the best. Yeah. But in the back of my mind,
Bandejo! do you think it might have been staged?
I don't know.
Just like a cry for help type thing?
I don't know. I ask questions. I don't make assumptions.
Yeah.
If you make assumptions, that's when they fuck you in the ass.
Wayando.
Yeah, we regret that.
Wayando.
But all I know is when I read this story, it was like, there's some bullshit going on.
Well, they said that they stole his radio face, so maybe they're playing some of that right now on their radio using his face.
Shenanigan! Shenanigan! Shenanigan!
Exactly. screaming shenanigans.
Hey, are you familiar with South Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm in North Brooklyn.
Do you know some guy named Daniel Pernichewski?
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Jesus Christ, some shit just started on my... Jesus Christ.
You right over there, man? What's going on?
Yeah, no, I got all these, I got all this shit that just started on my site. Alright, there we go. Alright, so I'm like, what the fuck? Like, all this shit starts going on, like, So who should I know?
It's this guy, Daniel. I think he was with us at one of the street actions in Journal Square.
Yeah.
And his father was, he basically came out because his, he was interested in doing something for his country. But he was telling us a story about his father being a 32nd degree Mason.
Oh, yeah.
how he told him all this is going to happen about 11 years ago, something like that, 10 years ago, some shit like that. And he messaged me on Facebook. He wants to, meet up and do a lot more to help. So, this guy seems like a cool dude. I just thought you would know him since he's from Brooklyn also.
Yeah, there's 8 million people that live in Brooklyn, dude.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't even know why I just thought that, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no. I know Daniel, that crazy dude with the pop says he's a Freemason. Yeah, we hang out. He took me to the lodge. He took me to the lodge, and they all took turns fucking me in my butthole. I mean, come on.
Oh, so you do know him?
Whoops! Did I say too much? Oh man.
All right. What else about the?
Yeah,
the
let's see
today.
What we got. I don't think we got any more. We're lost. We don't got any more. Oh, man.
Well,
yeah,
that,
I don't know where Glenn is. He's gone.
No, I talked to him earlier. He said that he had to go into work early, that he might call in. But, right. You know, I know he's pretty hectic at his job sometimes, so yeah. Hopefully he does.
Yeah, he's a badass meat-slicing man. Yes, I know.
He's a meat-slicer.
He's a meat slicer. He cuts the beef, you know? He cuts beef, he cuts the cheese. You know, any cold cuts you want, you go to Glenn Z in his job and you say, hey, bastard, I want a pound of this, I want a pound of that, and I want a pound that ass.
Yeah, that's what you told him.
Tell him just like that. Tell him just like that. Dennis... I want to film that. I almost want to film that just to get his reaction, cause you know he's very professional, and he'll stay very stoic, man, get the fuck out of here. he told that guy over the bullhorn. Oh god, that was yeah. We have way too much fun in Jersey City though.
Yeah. It is fun, man. But yeah, at the same time, it's extremely serious. So we're having fun doing something very serious.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. You know, funny things happen. A lot of funny things happen.
Like Peter with that lady.
Oh, Jesus. You don't know my life. Pete, back off, Pete. Back off. She said
you
no,
don't
Pete.
Understand.
What? How the fuck am I? You don't know my life. I said
no. You don't know what's going on.
Damn, man. And granted, if it was either you or me, we would have gotten our eye full of pepper
Mace.
Spray.
Yeah, or the cops would have just teleported right behind us and beat us down.
Yeah, Power Rangers. You don't know my life. I'm like, shit. We saw something happen. I was like, damn, Pete. Damn, Pete! Back off, Pete! Back off! Back off, Pete! Don't!
Like, damn, Pete!
You
don't!
Damn, man!
You don't understand me!
Damn, I thought he was gonna try to trip her with the damn pamphlets. Like, here, ay, bendito. Ay.
Wow.
Ay, Dios mío. Oh, damn. Damn, Pete! Back off, Pete! Back! Don't do it, Pete! You don't! I'm like, oh, you got her yelling. Whereas my wise ass, I'm trying to, I'm like freaking.
We're making fun of the whole situation.
Making fun of the whole situation, and the week before, I almost got yelled at by a black lady, saying, "Yeah, take Pete with you. He'll, he's like, oh, don't get slapped, don't get slapped." I'm like, "What? I'm just saying, you could take the white boy for free."
Oh, was I there that day? I think I was there that day.
I think so. And plus, there was I'm emceeing a drag race between two Middle Eastern elderly people and their shopping carts. I'm just a fucking.
Wow.
I'm a fucking curmudgeon. That's what it is. A curmudgeon, yes. A jerk. I'm just a jerk. You can't really let me have the bullhorn for so long, because then I get bored, and then it's not at the Apollo. I mean, come on. It's like.
The Apollo sucks now. I remember watching that shit as a little kid, and it was great. It was funny, too. People used to get thrown off the stage. Some people were really, really talented. And this is like during the 80s. Yeah. I remember seeing some really good acts on the Apollo. And you watch it now, and it's like, not the same.
You stay up that late watching TV on a Saturday?
Well, sometimes. Or I'm in someone else's house.
Ah.
And, you know, that gets turned on.
Ah, ooh.
Remember Arsenio Hall?
Maybe.
I remember his show, man. That was a good show, actually. And In Living Color, of course.
In Living Color. Let me tell you something, Fire Marshal Bill. Oh, man. We've actually ran out of freaking... I can't believe we... I really gotta start posting more. I mean, let this be a lesson to me. Gotta start finding more articles. I'm probably gonna have to start posting, like, 30 articles a day.
Actually, I found a good article about Tony Blair being a war criminal. Want to hear about it?
Sure.
All right, it's on puppetgov.com.
Mm-hmm.
Posted by Billy Vegas. Is Tony Blair a war criminal? The Iraq War and its aftermath have seen the most contentious decisions taken by any British government since 1945. Tony Blair stands accused of leading the country into war on a false prospectus, subordinating British interests to George W. Bush and showing gross negligence in failing to plan for post-war Iraq. The only other event that comes close to earning a prime minister such ignominy is the Suez Crisis of 1956, when Anthony Eden lied to the House of Commons. Whoa. Blair's place in history will forever be colored by the war. The Channel 4 drama, The Trial of Tony Blair, struck many as far-fetched when it first aired in early 2007. Now a full public inquiry so long in the offing is upon us. Technically, Blair would not be on trial, but he will be forced to defend his actions in the full glare of the public arena.
Ah.
That's England's George W. Bush right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
The other warmonger.
Well, actually worse than George W. Bush, because Tony Blair just went along with whatever Bush said.
Yeah. And he was like, how many troops do you want? Here you go. Yeah, go get him.
Yeah. So he was pretty much a bitch boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was poor George. I mean, it's either... at this point, if it was either, hey, who you want to be, Bush or Tony Blair? I'd be like, yeah, I'd be Bush.
Imagine how many charges would be brought against these guys if they actually were on trial. Like, if they're really on the trial of Bush and Blair. No.
Man, yeah. It's like, all right, unfortunately, the United States won't let that happen, because you can't be having foreign people prosecuting Americans.
Imagine the American people put Bush on trial.
Yeah. I mean, hell, if it became like, okay, we'll put it to a vote. Send Bush to get... Llévatelo. Llévatelo. Mande Bush y Cheney pa' carajo. Mándalo.
Pa' Brooklyn.
Boom. But no. No, why? No, we don't want him here.
Yo, for trial, man. Give him a nice, tough Brooklyn courtroom. Where the judge don't take shit. Yeah. There's a fucking... You got some thugs from the fucking corner as the jury.
Yo, mena, no joda. No joda. No joda. No joda. No joda. Man.
Oh, yeah, just my idea.
Yeah, alrighty. Oh, man. Okay, I think we're done here. I mean, we've been doing long-ass shows anyways.
Yeah, last show was really into the night, right?
Yeah, dude, we went into like 3 hours. We went 3 hours in.
Can I ask you a quick question before we go?
Yeah, sure.
What exactly happened at this Copenhagen Climate Summit? Did that start yet, or?
No, it didn't start yet.
Oh, it didn't start yet.
And plus, I'm not invited, so I wouldn't know.
Is it going to be like a Bilderberg group thing where it's this whole ultimate secrecy and like nobody's going to know what they're talking about?
Not really. If they're preparing for it and it's all in the news and it's like, yeah, Copenhagen 15 happening. It's like, no, they're promoting it happening.
And this is to discuss the Earth, climate. Just climate news. Are they going to talk about climate gate and stuff like that?
You know what? I'm pretty sure they'd probably be like, you know what? They're just going to ignore the whole climate gate like it didn't happen. And
wow.
Even though, yeah. So, I mean, look. Okay. Exactly.
This is where things like that are supposed to be getting talked about. Everybody together, everybody knows that it's happening. Now it can be brought up and everybody handles the situation.
Right.
Wow, man.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you. Sometimes they just turn a blind eye to something that occurs on a broad stage where everyone can see it. The government will just like, oh, no, the whole world could see it happen, and they'll just be like, oh, that didn't even happen. We're going to go about our business and just do whatever the hell we want to do.
I wish I had international calling on this Skype so I could call Copenhagen and be like, hey, yo.
Wayando.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. Hey, what's up with this? Skudoo. Yo! Oh, God. Oh. Oh, hang up the phone. They're nothing but speaks.
If they speak, calling again.
Damn.
Shit, man.
Wow. All right. I guess that means game over.
Well. Yep. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, like always, you know, it's fun to have you on, and, you know, we come in, and we, you know, we have a few minutes to pick up the show a little bit, and...
Wayando!
Yeah.
Great.
So, all we really need is a chick to say, come on, you guys! Come on, you guys! She shouldn't say that, and then I'll be like, shut the fuck up, bitch! Throw her down a flight of stairs. Like, no one tells me what to do. No one tells me what to do! Alright.
Should work on that, try to get a girl for that, man. We just toss her down the stairs all day.
Yeah. Man, that pain there. Actually, I almost had T-Pain on the show.
Really? Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he would have every time we made a point, be like, either that T-Pain or Lil Jon. I mean, but I think Lil Jon is played out, so I think T-Pain. Yeah, convict music. Something.
Akon, fucking.
Akon.
Yeah. Well. That whole climate gate thing just bummed me out, but...
Yeah, well, hey, look, you know, we're winning, we're getting it, you know, people, they're not putting up with this shit no more.
Yeah, man, people are noticing now, and it's crazy how the government will just turn a blind eye to it. They just turn around in front of everyone. Mm. Well...
So, yep.
Yep. I'm like King of the Hill. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Well, I'm just saying, I'm in love with a stripper. So, all right. Let's end this show here. All right, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'd like to thank everyone for checking in. I'd like to thank Greg Bishop. Greg Bishop coming on, Miguelito, you know, ladies, he's single and he has meatiness between his legs.
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does. And I like how he doesn't deny that he's very humble. So, anyway, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show saying fuck the New World Order, and if you don't believe what we say or you don't like how we say it, fuck you too.
I choose death before desire.